Hello, welcome to the Emo Soul Podcast, a space where that soul is going to be nurtured, where the mental and the physical are going to be taken into account, and all those tiny things in between. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy. Hi, this is Barbara. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I have to warn you that you're going to hear a lot of cocks crowing, birds shouting their asses off, because I've chosen to shoot this outside. So yeah, enjoy. So today I've decided to talk about religion and spirituality. I grew up Christian, Anglican to be precise. That's how it was. It was set in stone. I went to a Catholic-founded school for 13 years. That was primary and high school. I think if there was also like a Catholic-founded university, I would have been sent to that one. Anyway, it was fine. It wasn't the hugest deviation from my religion. So that was fine. Growing up Christian came with its own files and folders, though, and they were rooted in fear against the consequences that come about when you've broken the rules that are set in stone, when you haven't gone to church on Sunday, when you haven't repented. I remember this particular period during Mass, after the priest raises the holy bread before communion, and then people kneel down and start muttering things. Till this day, I don't know what we are supposed to do there. I really don't know. And I also remember in my nursery, being in this school that was religiously diverse. The Muslims, Catholics, and Anglicans would meet separately. So I started visiting each religion on different days until one time my big brother found me in the Muslim center. And he dragged me back to the Anglican section. So I was really curious now that I think about it. Really curious. And clueless at the same time. But I was really curious, but I didn't act on it. I followed every rule needed until I got tired of it all when I reached high school. I remember one time in O-level, I forged a medical condition just so I wouldn't have to celebrate Easter at school, since I dreaded the way of the cross. God, I dreaded the way of the cross. Jesus Christ, I just felt it was the longest thing, and I didn't get why. You stand at different stations and wait for the rest of the school to join you, and then you continue and join them. It was tiresome for me. I hated it so much. So many times after that, as I moved on, I was almost suspended or expelled due to church-related activities. Now, in my high school, oh my God, it was like the religion was strict and we were led by nuns. So, man, everything had to be followed to the dot. Daily mass. If your class was leading for the entire week, you had to show up. And God, I hated waking up in the morning to just go sing and then you get out and stuff like that. I thanked God at least the month of the rosary wasn't compulsory like how it had been in primary. I was like, okay, at least here in high school, May and October, I don't have to turn up for the rosary, because in primary, it was, if you have missed the rosary, oh my God, oh my God, Jesus Christ, like, how do you want to go to hell? How? So anyway, fast forward to 3 years back, I think a part of me pushed on with my religion, struck faith, because of my mom. She was super religious, reading the Bible every day, watching Joel Osteen, or that Nigerian pastor guy, and I've even forgotten his name, but I know his name, I've just forgotten him. The guy has like The guy has like a huge church in Nigeria. Huh. What? I forgot. Anyway, she did so much and I couldn't just bail out. Like, you know, your mom is here praying and is really believing in God and stuff like that, and you can't just ask her, but and you can't ask or even tell her that, by the way, I really I'm thinking twice about this entire thing. So every day when she called to ask if I was reading the Bible, I would say yes, and after the call I would hurry up and open the Bible and just see what I could read because I was feeling guilty. So they reached this point when I got tired. I really got tired. I went into deep doubt about the whole existence of God and my religion. I got tired of feeling guilty about not checking up on God and thanking Him for my life every day. Like, sometimes it would take a week or even a month, and I'm just like, I have actually not been in touch with God. And you know that huge guilt, like, Jesus Christ, something bad might happen to me or something like that. And also, this wasn't a co okay, this isn't and wasn't a conversation that I could easily have had with people around me because my friends are really religious people. Like, for them, I think they've got their paths worked out for them. Like, for them, they really, it was like they were just like my mom, super religious, like, everything was answered in a Bible verse or something like that. And I didn't think they had any doubts, but here I was suffering. Like, you know, when you start doubting something, it means that you're not believing in something. So there is tension, and that tension can easily drive you crazy. It can. Like, there has to be a point. Okay, I think as humans, maybe the fact that we don't know much about this world, when you believe in something, it helps you, like it grounds you, and you're just like, you know what, I'm here for a reason, something like that. That you okay, you need a foundation to stand on. Now, when you don't believe in anything, they say you can fall for anything, right? So I guess the universe saw that I was suffering immensely. And it helped me out by throwing down a rope for me to climb. So I started yoga practice. I hadn't even planned on it because I usually, okay, I thought it was impossible, like, for someone to get flexible, like, for me, my body type. But I suddenly started doing some poses and gradually it became a thing. So I started making so much research on it because yoga is not about the poses. Like, I think the poses make like 1% of the entire practice. And well, in this research, I was opened up to a whole new world. I was reading so much and I still am. And I think my doubt sent me to this intense curiosity class, and well, I just let it all out. I was asking so many things. So this practice started to change my lifestyle, the way I was seeing the world and approaching life. I started asking the questions I'd been afraid to ask before. Who or what is God? What was I sent here for? My purpose? What's life really about? What does it consist of? How does what I believe in play into it? All kinds of questions, like every question I was asking. And of course, they were not answered straight away. Some, I think it's still going to be a long time before they are answered. It's been gradual. But this led me to spirituality eventually. And spirituality, I've come to learn, is a way of life. It's just the way that you live your life. You will help a friend in need because they need help, not because if you don't, your prison cell is being planned by the architects of hell. You will not be afraid to ask about what you don't understand, because someone will say that's blasphemous, but because you truly want to understand so that you can be connected or you understand more. And I realized that with this spirituality thing, since it's a way of life, you'll realize that when you go back and read the Bible or read whatever religious book that is out there, that is the life that is approved in these books. You get? So, you've got to understand that religion is a set of rules, regulations, and rituals created by humans, which were supposed to help people spiritually. Like, they were just supposed to be like some book guidelines, like, by the way, this and this, this and this, this and this. But now it just turned out to be something so different. So different. And I think that's where the conflict is with maybe some people even in their old stage right now, but most especially with people who are growing up. Like, it is just like, there is this tweet that I was reading where someone was saying, my parents are always asking me, when am I going to get married? And I ask them, but have you seen your marriage? So when kids are growing up, or even us right now at this stage, or whatever stage that you're at, you grow up and someone is telling you to go into religion, like you should go to church and something like that, and you're just like, but have you seen church right now? Have you seen religion right now? You get what I'm saying? So it's completely different, and it's causing a lot of tension for many people, for many young ones. So I'm not an atheist, God no. Atheists don't believe in anything. I believe in a higher power, in a God, in source, in universe. And I believe I have God within me. I have the universe inside me. And that's why I can even refer to myself as a God, because a part of God is in me. I am like literally a God. The only difference now is when I choose to say a prayer in thanksgiving or gratitude or a request, I don't picture a white bearded man in the clouds. I don't picture that at all. I used to picture like something in the, like, you know, like some formidable man who was just like badass, who could just flip his finger like Thanos and have you like disappear. And it was like a lot of fear. Now, I don't picture that anymore. Instead, when I'm praying, like when I give a short prayer of thanksgiving or something just to the universe, I picture a source of intense happiness, peace, love, and power. Like, that's what I picture now. So, well, right now, I don't know where you're at in your religious / spiritual journey. I would only have to say, be curious if something doesn't sit well with you. In the Bible, it is said, seek and you will find. So, but I have to stress that there are many ways to the top of the mountain. So many ways. This has been my way for now. You have to find yours in case you want to find your answers. In case you want to really feel at peace, like finally you can be like, yeah, yes. Now I know something. Now I want maybe have kids. And then I just say, oh, by the way, this is what you have to follow. This is your faith. You have to follow it. And that's that. Right now, I'm even more curious. I want to learn about every other religion that I can find, because I'm sure I can pick something from each. Hell, I even want to go be a monk in the Himalayas or something, or some ninja, I don't know. I have chosen to seek the hell out of everything. You should too. Thank you for listening. This is Barbara Emolod. Till next time.